the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Come on in, y'all. Pour that second cup of coffee. The door's wide open. The couch is empty. Come in, sit down, and join the conversation. The conversation this morning with Park Ranger Laura Baron Burkhart from Montezuma Castle. We're just talking a little bit about the castle itself. Tell us a little bit about the culture, pre-Columbian Sanagua culture.
Right. So the culture that occupied central Arizona, we call the Southern Sanawa. We're not sure what they called themselves, obviously, but archaeologists have assigned that name to them because they, based on the materials that were found during the study, during the excavation of these sites, they really distinguish themselves far apart from the Mogollon culture, from the ancestral Puebloan culture, which many people are familiar with, sites like Mesa Verde.
Sure.
That'd be the ancestral Puebloan culture. And all these cultures existed pretty much during the same time period, but they had distinguishing materials, certain ways of making pottery, basketry, jewelry, clothing. But they all had an economic relationship with each other. These trade routes would extend as far west as the Pacific Ocean and as far south as central Mexico. We found, I say we like I was there, it was mostly the 1920s and 30s that these studies were being done first. They found seashells from the Pacific Ocean made into jewelry. The skeletal remains of scarlet macaws, parrots from central Mexico that were brought all the way up
in
to
the Verde
south.
Valley.
Yeah, yeah. They were actually found all over the southwest, which is really kind of interesting. An exotic animal being brought up for trade, really. The culture, we believe that it was first established sometime around 650. But it really started to distinguish itself around between 900 and 1050. That's when agriculture really started to take a foothold in that valley, and that's when you see these stone and clay structures start to appear, like Montezuma Castle, like Tuzigut.
My curiosity wants to know, what impact did the eruption of Sunset Crater have on these people? And that was, 11th century, I think, when it erupted? I mean, basically, all of northern Arizona is covered in lava flow, which makes for great building material, and it also makes for a great fertilizer for the soil. But the event itself...
The direct impact, as far as my knowledge is and the Verde Valley is that part is limited for me. But you're right about the soil being impacted for sure. That carbon deposits coming into the soil would have made it richer and more fertile, which would have made it easier for farming communities to start farming large scale, and you would get hardier crops in that. With that type of soil. And we do see, at least in the Verde Valley, from what I understand, Sunset Crater was around 1050 that the last time that it erupted, and around 1050 that we start to see these stone and clay structures start to appear. So there's definitely evidence that there could be a correlation there between this major geological event and a population boom of this era. So
yeah.
And there's other evidence. I've heard from other rangers that work up at Sunset Crater and Wapaki National Monuments that there's certain dwellings that are in that area that have like an ash line around it or over it from that time period. So I imagine there was a big shift in where people lived at the time too. I imagine you look at what happened recently at Volcanoes National Park, and it not only affected the national park, but it was going through people's neighborhoods.
Yes.
And
yeah.
they definitely had to figure out a different way to live and different places to stay within their own community.
Well, you divide your time between Montezuma and Tuzigut, both of the Sanawas, right?
Correct.
Okay. One's built in a cave and one is built on a hilltop.
Right.
But they are built of stone and mortar. And we're going to come back with Laura Burkhart when we get back and talk some more. And another thing I want to talk about is the events that y'all have going on at these parks. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. It's Rosie on the House. Don't y'all go anywhere. We're here with Park Ranger Laura Baron Burkhart from Montezuma Castle as well. She divides her time between Montezuma Castle and Montezuma Well and Tuzegut National Monument. I want to talk about when they put the scuba gear on and went to the bottom of Montezuma Well. What did they find?